Performance, USA. The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang. This is Sergeant Mel Allen speaking from New York City, substituting for old faithful Ken Carpenter, who couldn't make the trip here from California because there was too much orange juice in his gas tank. And now that we've arrived in the big town, we've chosen as your Manhattan mistress of ceremonies a high-octane personality, one of Broadway's all-time favorites, who answers to the name of Ethel Merman.
Thanks, and hiya, fellas. Tonight, Command Performance is going to take you on a little tour around old New York, uptown, downtown, and several joints in between. First stop is over at 52nd Street in a little spot called the Three Deuces, where the joint is jumping to the music of Eddie Haywood and his famous sextet. Come in, Eddie.
Thank you.
Hayward and your partners in jive. We've had a great many letters from you men asking us just what's cooking in New York. What changes, if any, have taken place since you guys have made an APO or FPO your home. So I've called in a couple of gentlemen to give you the lowdown on local conditions. Many of you may have seen these two fellas at their own Club 51 on 52nd Street. But now, due to non-payment of rent and the fact that they beat Club 51 into a shambles, they may be seen nightly at the Greenwich Village Inn. But that's enough build-up for these two characters. Gang, here's Pat Harrington and Frankie Hyern.
Hello.
Yes, this is Command Performance. Frankie Hyern speaking. That's right, soldier. We're here to do anything you command. You want us to what? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Wait a minute, Frankie. That's just one man's opinion. You know, there's been a lot of requests from guys all over the world who want us to go on a little tour of the big town.
Yeah, did they tell you where to go first?
Yeah, but Hell Gate's no fun this time of year. Say, let's start out by walking down Broadway.
What if the cops nab us?
They can't lay a hand on us. We're on government business. You know, Frank, there aren't as many cabs dashing up and down Broadway as there used to be.
There aren't as many pedestrians laying in the safety zones either. Hey, remember how the cabbies used to hustle fares before the war?
Yeah, they were really glad to see you. Gosh, you know, in those days, you could ride from 45th Street to 47th Street and only be rolled twice.
I wonder if we could get a cab now. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
We'd like to go to...
Don't tell me what you like. You'll go where I'm going or what?
Hey. This guy is independently jerky.
If he was the same size standing up as he is sitting there, I'd slug him.
Ah, never mind him, Frank. Let's go into a restaurant and see how the waiters are.
I say there, waiter.
Yeah?
Hey, we'd like to get a couple
don't
of orders.
Don't tell me what you like. You'll take what you get.
Well, there's a wise guy that just blew a dime tip. Let's get out of here.
Hey, Pat, get a load of that doll walking by herself. Let's ask her what she's doing tonight.
Okay. Hiya, cutie.
Hello, fellas.
You know, sweetie, we'd like
don't
to...
Don't tell me what you like. You'll take what you get.
Mr. Harrington and Mr. Hyers now go into character as they portray two soldiers on furlough from overseas duty. There they are walking down 14th Street in search of a burlesque show that the city council might have overlooked. Take it away, soldiers.
Hey, buddy, look at that sign there. Gypsy Tea Room, 40 beautiful girls.
Ah, that sign's a phony. It must be a burlesque show.
I hope so. I ain't seen no flesh but spam for 2 years. Say, maybe we can get the lowdown from this doorman.
Yeah, he looks like a pretty low-down doorman. Hey, General, is this a burlesque show or a tea room?
Tea room? The bags in this joint ain't seen hot water in months.
Some burlesque show, eh, Doughboy?
Sure was, buddy. And I thought I'd seen jeeps in a bar... who the...
Boy, are you excited.
Like, what do you mean, excited?
Well, I didn't mind when you applauded, but you didn't have to throw your good conduct ribbon on the stage.
Well, that dame could have used a ribbon. Besides, you weren't too calm yourself. You still got splinters in your chin from the runway.
Now, just a second there, soldier. Step in this doorway for a minute now, will you?
What do you want?
I got a nice collection of pin-up pictures here. Aren't posers the way you like them?
You mean alive?
No, but the next best thing to it. Now, here's the pictures, and the cost is only 50 cents.
Okay, here's the dough.
Thanks, and now remember, fellas, don't open the package till you're a block away. So long.
Out of heck with waiting. Let's open them now.
Yeah. Oh, boy, say, these pinups ain't bad.
Let's see that one.
Whoa, get a load of this one.
Well, I'll be darned, Aunt Minnie. She never dressed like that in Wichita.
A little later on, we find our two heroes at the Rosebud Dance Hall somewhere on Broadway. They each have a buck's worth of 10-cent dance tickets, and they're really raring to go.
Hey, Frank, these dames ain't bad. You know, I think I'll ask that blonde if she'd like a judo lesson.
I like this one over here. Pardon me, miss. Dansez-vous?
Don't get fresh. I just dance.
That's what I say. Here's my ticket.
Okay, let's go. That'll be another ticket, Bud.
Another ticket? I didn't even get a hold of you.
Come on. Do you want to dance again or not?
No, thanks. The last one fractured me.
Wait a minute. I'll take a word with this dame. Here's my ticket, honey.
Thanks, flat face. Let's go.
Hey, who leads this band? Flash Gordon?
Come on, let's get out of here.
And now, Mr. Harrington and Mr. Hires visit the Empire State Building, where they'll ride to the top and take a good look at Manhattan for all of you.
Well, here's the elevator, Frankie.
Fine. Say, mister, could you take us up to the observation tower?
Well, I could, but what have you ever done for me?
All right.
Oh, never mind the wisecracks, kid. Never mind those wisecracks. Here's our tickets. Take us up.
These tickets are from the Rosebud Dance Hall.
Never mind that either. Let's go up.
Oh, all right.
What happened?
I caught my suspenders on the first floor.
And now, for all you guys from Brooklyn and those who have read the famous book, we take a little trip to Flatbush, and here it is, the tree that grows in Brooklyn in person.
Pat and Frankie, for that alarming view of Papa Knickerbocker's rock garden. And remember, gang, when you're in New York, Mrs. Harrington and Hires appear at the Greenwich Village Inn through the courtesy of Manhattan's other nightclub owners. And remember, it ain't on the cup. Gang, now is the time to start to save for things you'll want when that day comes. And there's no better way to save than by soldiers' deposits or soldiers' saving bonds. They're grade A investments. Stop sucking it away with every payday. No trip around the island would be complete without dropping into Radio City to pick up a girl who's been one of your vocal sweethearts for a long time. Fellas, here's that terrific gal, Connie Boswell.
Hiya there, fellas. You know, I have a handful of mail here that I'd like to answer before the program goes any further. I'd like to say hello to Eddie Rich and the WXLD gang, some 708ers, namely J.D., a couple of big master specialists, Paul, Luke, Pancho, The Voice, Pee-wee, Trollifus, and Thompson, the fur trapper. Dinsmore, Pearson, and Allen, no relation it says here, Reddick, and the Marines at Fleet Post Office 131. Also, Fred, Dr. Jazz, Hall, at the same summer resort. The big town looks pretty good, old man. Regards to Jojo Paletto, a tight hand squeeze to the gang at Hut 03, Rat Top, Beach, Snakehead, Ravi, Slappy, Spitfire, Hairless, Ugly, Repulsive, Rank Happy, Yankee, Sand Eater, Sleepy, Little Abner, Brooklyn Feet, and Knob Nose. Also, a big hello to Sergeant Leedy and the gang at APO 726. And here's my song, men. I do hope you like it. It's called Embraceable You.
Embrace you, my sweet embrace. Embrace me, you ever. my heart went searching in me. Darling,
Connie. Fellas, if you've ever been to the Shea Paree in Chicago, the Copacabana here in New York, or any of the top-flight noteries throughout the country, you'll probably be familiar with the slightly pixelated antics of our next guest. He's acknowledged by almost everybody in and out of show business to be the greatest cafe entertainer of them all, and one of the first performers to play the South Pacific Circuit. It's a great pleasure to introduce the King of the Floor Show and the bookmaker's best friend, Joey Lewis.
What a gross injustice has been done. I just can't believe that it's true. What a cruel death fate has spun. Darling, what an awful thing to do to you. Poor little February, I know how you feel. You must feel exactly like a dog. Why should there be 30 days in step, 31 days in all? Oh, little February, what a dirty deal. Fate just took a look at you and mocked. Why should there be 30 days in November, 31 days in October? They know you're not as happy as June, July, or May. So every 4 years, they do you a favor. They slip you an extra day. Poor little February. Oh, fight City Hall. Your tender heart just makes me pine. Oh, Feb, how you must suffer. And all of us are to blame. I am part of the world who did this to you. I hang my head in shame. So I get the sacred area. Sometimes I think I'm dreaming, and all this misfortune be true. So I pinch myself to see if I'm awake. And when I wake up, I'm black and blue. Black makes a lovely tuxedo, and blue makes a very fine scene. Oh, Feb, you must have nerves of steel. What do you use, Benz and Green? Poor little February, only 28 days. 28 reasons just agree. No Thanksgiving, no Christmas, no 4th of July, no daily doubles. No, not even a New Year's Eve can convince of the jury and rest my case. If March gave you a present, well, would that be so absurd? Would it make any difference if the 1st of March began on March the 3rd? February, hang your head up high. You were born beneath an unlucky star. Ah, but one consolation you will always have. At least you're a month with an R. Please pass the Easter. Ladies and gentlemen, as Miss Merman told you, I was in the South Pacific about a year and a half ago, and there's a fellow still there, and a very fine man, Buck O'Neill, and he had a great gang. I used to entertain them all the time, and they liked the song that I did many years ago called Sam the Tailor. That's as far as I go, madam. Please. Don't worry about the suspenders. They're very strong. These suspenders keep an attraction from becoming a sensation. I've closed a lot of cafes. I'd like to know how it is to close a network. That's all. We dedicate the song to Sam the Tailor, who made the suit for me for $130 with 8 pair of slacks and a banjo I got, too. Mr. Mack, my piano player, Orson Mack at the piano. Trousers dragging, slowly dragging down the street. As I'm walking, you can hardly see my feet. I'm not finding fault at all. You're too big and I'm too small. But Sam, you promised you'd make both ends meet. You made the coat and vest be the best. Made my lining strong. But Sam, it depends too long. With a nice lapel, look so swell. Who am I to say you're wrong? I wear a belt. I wear suspenders. I figure, what could I lose? What could the belt? What could the suspenders? When your pants hang over your shoes, I get the darndest breeze to my DVD. What have you made?
Thanks, Joey. I know the guys at every APO and FPO had a great time hearing you again. Well, man, it looks like I've been dogging it a bit around your old static fireside tonight. So with your permission, I'd like to sing Private Frankie Les's new tune, Why Do They Call a Private? And along with it comes Command's regards to S.S. Sable, Legs Gable, Senator Meyer, River of the Roses Salinas, and Fleetfoot in Hot 5410B, Izzy McCarthy of the Brooklyn Gang, Cyril Phillips and his India Jukebox Gang, Tatum, Howard, and Zomack at 454. Also, the Bowery Five, Dudek, Matthews, Brennan, Janik, and Greg Greeley. I shall say hello to Hoboken for you guys. And now, Major Salter, shall we lean on that treble crook? I know why they call a copperole a copperole, because he's got two stripes. And I know why they call a sergeant, because he always drives. Yes, I know almost all the military types. Why do they call a private, when each night is a public event? The Pennsylvania station, that crossroads of the nation, has nothing on a regular army tent. They snore and snore and snore all night. They drop their shoes, they light the light. It's heck to have to smell a regiment. Have you been marching? Why do they call a private, when each night is a public event? Why do they call a private, when there's nothing more public on earth? Take military travel, it makes your nerves unravel. The army's really getting its money's worth. In any other walk of life, you'd think that you were man and wife. The way you've got to share a lower price, your feet are icy. Oh, why do they call a private, when there's nothing more public on earth? Why do they call a private, when he's only a public GI? They ought to call him Rover. He flies and flees all over. There's always lots of company for a guy. And if he ever gets a shower, he's got to wait on line an hour. It's murder if he's modest and he's shy. The joint is crowded. So why do they call a private, when he's only a public GI? Oh, why do they call a private, when his life is a public affair? The whole United Nations can hear his conversation and read his mail and borrow his underwear. And if he finds a local wench and puts her on a quiet bench, three other guys from Yank are waiting there to take the picture. A private, when his life is a public affair, go see the chaplain. His life is a public affair. Well, that about does it, gang. We'll be on hand here in New York again next week, loaded to the proverbial gills with your favorite entertainers, as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Keep your requests coming. We'll keep firing the neat stuff back at you as quick as possible. Meantime, this is Ethel Merman saying bless you all, and so long for now, fellas.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.